Robert, I have a question for you.
The question?
No, not the question. I'm not going to pop the question. You're already married. Besides, I wouldn't do that. But I propose another question.
Another one. Yes.
Yes.
Propose away.
And I would like you to talk a little bit about the use of the Alexander technique for golfers.
Wow. We actually touched on that a little
We
bit.
touched on it, but it is so
Yeah.
useful for golfers. I think it bears a little more description.
Well, I don't I think well, golfing, I'm not a golfer. So I kind of look at it from the outside and I just watch people who are playing golf. And it's pretty apparent that what you need is really nice upper body flexibility. You need I don't know, the coordination to gauge where the ball is and how much pressure to put on it and so on. And all of that works a lot better when you're using yourself well, when you're not creating any unnecessary tension. And where that, what I see in the golfers I've worked with, and I don't have the proper terminology. I don't have golf words in my head. But when I see a golfer getting ready to swing, that's when a lot of those patterns show up. They don't you don't even have to have the swing. You can have just the idea that I'm going to swing. That tends to create tension in people that they're not aware of. And if you can help them at that point, then it's a lot easier for them to actually take the swing without bringing that tension back in.
That's a great point.
That's what
That's
I
a
notice,
great
but
point.
I
And it's
want
a
to
great
say
point to.
I'm not a golfer. So it's not an area I can talk a lot about. But you have a story?
I have a story, and I also have more things to add. I will bridge the gulf between
Please.
our in our knowledge of the technique, the golfing here. I'm not so knowledgeable about golfing myself, but I've worked with a lot of golfers, and they always improve in their golfing. I've worked with people that don't, we don't even work directly with golf. They just happen to tell me they were golfers, and then they, boy, my golf game has really improved because of this technique. And there are so many ways that it's really such an important technique for golfers to be able to keep your eye on the ball, particularly when you're swinging, to have that freedom in your neck that you can actually continue to keep your eye on the ball and an easy, free neck so you can have a nice lengthened spine in your rotation as you're swinging. The technique is amazingly useful for that, that bend, the monkey position that we were talking about earlier is a form of that is really useful for your, for the bend in your golf swing, for how you utilize your hips, knees, and ankles. Alexander, F.M. Alexander, the fellow who originated this technique, even wrote a chapter about golfers, about keeping their eye on the ball in his third book, Use of the Self. And I had an experience back in 2000 when I was working with a golfer who was in the second level PGA, the buy.com tour at that point. And he was ranked, the year before he came to see me, he was ranked number 187, and they rank up to 200. And once you get up to 200, then you're out of the league there. So the higher numbers are the better. The lower numbers, excuse me, the lower numbers are the better ones. And then the year he came to see me, he was 192. And so he was on his way out. He had been pro for about 15 years and never won a tournament. And we worked on his swing. We actually video he videotaped the lessons. Back then we actually used the VHS tape, and he would take it, play it in the hotel before his tournaments. And he ended up winning his first tournament, and he finished the year at number 15. And so he went on to the upper level PGA. At the same time in Virginia, same time in 2000, in Virginia on the East Coast, an Alexander teacher was working with somebody who was also in a lower level PGA tour, and the same thing happened. And there was a little article in Sports Illustrated about it back in, I think it was January of 2001.
Right,
And
yeah.
And I thought, oh, we'll get so many calls from golfers now. You know, golfers, anything you can do to change the club, do, you know, all this different stuff they do with their equipment, they'll be so happy to know there's something they can do with their own body that will make them a lot better. And and I never, you know, I didn't get calls from that. So.
No, well, the guys weren't high enough up. You need to, it needs to be, you know, a celebrity thing, I think, to really, to generate that kind of interest.
But you
I'm
probably
sure
have
soon,
a point there.
Sooner or later, that's bound to happen. But if you are a golfer, or if you're any kind of an athlete, or really if you're a human being, the Alexander technique.
Well, that excludes a lot of us, doesn't
that
it?
That certainly does. the technique is definitely worth checking out. I'd like to just end with a little quote from Max. It's the husband of someone famous in Paris in the 30s. Do you know a woman? You know what I'm thinking of? Can't think of his name. Max something. Anyway, he was a quote of his. I'll put a reference to it next to it. Was that the Alexander technique is keeping your eye on the ball applied to life.
Oh, I've heard that
Max,
before. That's so
wonderful. Anyway, I'll put a link to it.
Wonderful quote.
All right, so let's end.
So
this
if you're a golfer, join the club.
Join the
take
club.
Take some Alexander lessons.
Absolutely. All right, so we'll end this.